It is 3:15. It is Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2025. Live from the Plano Event Center. We're here round tables up until about 6 o'clock. And then we will have the Time Wasters grace you with our presence. Brought to you by Macho Self Storage. On this round table, there's Matt McLaren to my left, Junior Miller to my right, and look a here.
Donnie?
It is the Sterminator, Bob Stern.
What's crowd up, Bob? Goes nuts.
How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I was, when we were speaking with Dirk last night, and you talked about going back to the hour or so he spent with Bad Radio when I was on with you guys. It's probably the most nervous at that point I've ever been meeting anyone.
Yeah.
And I remember taking a picture, I think every year after it was done. And if you go back to the first one, I think my shoulders were real high. I guess I was trying to make myself taller than what I am to see if I can try to get to 6'11 or what. But, man, it was so much fun, man. That dude was so laid back. It was so chill. And it's just something I'll never forget. He probably was like, yeah, whatever. But it was the coolest thing, man. The first time was great. And then every other time after that was awesome.
It's one of the – seriously, it's hard to believe it happened. And for those who don't know, he played here 21 years. And I want to say 21 times he would come up to Bad Radio in studio and hang out with us every year. And it went from 10 minutes – to an hour, and it went from in season to wait till the season's over, and he would bring up a bottle of wine and just drink while he was talking to us. it was such a great thing. I remember when I first got to the station, I believe the hard line at the time would always go on and on about Mike Modano being a celebrity who doesn't know he's a celebrity or something like that. I forget how they described it, Junior, if you remember, but they had a way of saying that Mike Modano is just a normal guy. And Mike is, but Mike also knows he was a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just say, with all due respect to Mike, who is still nice enough to pop on anytime we want him, so, again, he's not a big-timer. But compared to Dirk, he is, because Dirk remembers people's names. He like, what is he, fifth all-time in scoring or something crazy?
Six.
So think about how many people have played professional basketball. This guy is easily in the top 10 of guys who have put that ball through that hole, and yet he is so personable to this day. He signed hundreds of autographs last night during commercials, and it felt important to him, whereas some guys, you know, and again, no disrespect to anybody who makes the other choice, but they would rather sit up here and decompress for a few minutes. He's going right back to work to make sure everybody has a positive experience. And my best Dirk story, and this is definitely like a humble brag, but I was on vacation in like 2018, and I was out in, we were actually in Big Bend, visit bigbend.com, I think, is one of our sponsors, and we were out there with our family, and I got a text from him that Bayern Munich is about to play Liverpool in the Champions League. Do you want, I bet you $100 Bayern Munich wins. And I normally don't bet $100, that feels like a lot of money. But
when he asks,
when Dirk wants to bet you $100, you just say yes to anything, because it just, like, what kind of gesture is that to a, so Liverpool won that day, so he owed me $100, and I remember thinking, I don't want his money, I want him to sign a photo to me as an IOU, that I owe you $100. And so in my office, I have a signed Dirk photo of him and me and Dan, and where it's, I owe you a hundo, Dirk from Dirk. And so I can't think of any other professional athlete we've ever been around, yeah, let alone a top 10 scorer in basketball history who would do that. So
man, I would have taken that $100 so fast. I would have sent him pictures every day. Hey, you owe me $100.
Yeah, for real.
No,
yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want the money, though.
No, I would want the money.
You could keep bothering him for the money.
Right.
Man, it's been – I can't believe it's been that long since we've since you kicked me off of Bad Radio.
I didn't kick you off.
It's 2015.
Oh, the real story emerges.
Yeah, that's the Ask Me Anything room. Let's get me and Bob in there so we can hash it out.
We kicked you all the way to hosting a big-time show where you didn't have to fight for the ball so hard. Well, you probably did with Norm.
Oh, you don't think I was fighting? I was down in the post with the arm up calling for the ball with Norm?
He wasn't looking at you?
No. He's just draining. He's just half-court logo. He just yelled, "You logo," every single time.
Let's just say it's not hard to find ball hogs here at the ticket.
Yeah, kind of like Matt. Does the same thing. I'm just kind of down in the block. Just keep shooting.
If you ever get tired of shooting, I'll be down here.
I'm going to stopwatch you next week. We'll add up times who talks, and we'll see.
Boy, that was a thing for a couple years.
Boy, it really was. That's right.
Where they were, I think it was one of the early uses of AI, is they were going to analyze who talks what percentage of each episode.
I thought they did that every show, right?
Yeah, I lost.
No, you actually won.
Well, depending on how you look at it.
And if I was still with you guys, I don't even know if I would have registered.
Like 2%, Donnie.
Like you have to have a certain amount, and you just don't even register with it.
He didn't have enough plate appearances for the batting title.
I just couldn't qualify. He can't qualify for the batting title. Not at all. So we're having fun here, right? Yeah.
So this is probably a dumb question on the heels of that story about Dirk. I'm assuming Dirk is your favorite all-time basketball player, or is Giannis close, or someone from your childhood?
No, obviously Giannis is close. He's brought me great joy, but I just don't think you can ever surpass the relationship with Dirk, just from a standpoint of, again, extremely narcissistic to say this, but our hire dates in Dallas were within, 2 weeks of each other.
Right.
So I was, July 1st of 98, and he was drafted June 25th of 98, and so
it says that on Dirk's Wikipedia page.
Yes,
it actually says it on the statue, right underneath it.
The other one on July 1st of 98, Brett Hull was signed by the Stars.
Oh, really?
So that trifecta. Okay.
You brought him to town.
I realize I'm third in that list, but it means something.
But you
to
were
me.
First.
There you go.
You were first.
And if you would have said at the time which one's more important, of course it's Brett Hull, but This German kid appears to actually be pretty good at basketball.
Dude, I don't even know who's second on my list as far as favorite basketball players.
Behind Dirk?
Yeah, Dirk's one.
Really?
And it's not going to even be touched. Like, I loved watching Jordan play, but I never just really considered him my favorite player.
Right.
Like, I liked watching him, but it's...
So
it's Dirk,
10-year-old Donnie, 10-year-old Matt, 10-year-old Bob. Who was your favorite player?
Oh, that's a great question.
Mine, hands down, was Michael Jordan. I mean, I wanted Jordan everything. I had multiple posters. I bought the books, everything that came out. I was obsessed with Jordan.
Yeah.
Hell, it was 81. So it had to have been maybe even Magic, because that's who was out there and really being shown in that era of the NBA.
Right.
You really didn't get a lot of, hey, we can watch every single game. Right. It was what they wanted to show you. And if it was once a week, it was pretty much always the Lakers. So I think I would just have to say Magic.
Yeah.
But that was by default.
I would have to check the dates to make sure this is accurate. But 10 years is 1982, and that's Sir Sid for me, Sidney Moncrief.
Yeah.
And when he got the cover of SI... for his awesome, he cranked back the ball to almost the back of his neck as he's going up for a dunk, and so Sidney and Marcus Johnson and Terry Cummings were, and they were traded for each other, Cummings for Marcus Johnson, and I was rocked. That was my first big trade that rocked me, is how can you trade Marcus Johnson? And they got Terry Cummings back, and I'm like, man, this guy ain't bad.
Yeah.
You know? So we all hate when our favorite player gets traded. Sometimes they get traded for somebody who's really good coming back.
What about you, Junes? 10-year-old Junes?
Oh, the Iceman,
the
for
Iceman.
Sure.
Yeah.
See, Dallas just had a team, and I didn't think Jim Sponarkle was going to tickle my fancy a bit as far as a favorite basketball
Kurt
player.
Kurt Nimpius.
So, right, so Dallas had nothing.
Jim Farmer.
Brad Davis.
Yeah,
they didn't have a...
Come on, man. I used to, for whatever reason, I loved Rolando Blackman.
Yeah, no, he was fine.
Like, but Kevin Jordan were my guys when I was a kid.
I just never considered it my favorite basketball player. Yeah. I probably had to go and dip into the college ranks.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about a favorite basketball player, but that feels a little weird.
The first time the Badgers didn't suck in my life, their best player was Michael Finley. And I remember thinking, this is an unbelievable player. And then, of course, now you can't even conceive it's the same person. Not that, like, for a guy from Chicago who could dunk like Michael Finley at 18 years old at Wisconsin, that was a pretty big deal, because at the time we were a very white basketball team.
You think they were just enthralled about what they saw? He can jump.
Let's just say.
Oh, my gosh. We've never seen this before.
It's amazing.
We didn't have amazing dunkers very often.
How did you touch the rim?
I didn't. And you know, at that age, dunking is such a huge part of the pie of how you select your favorite player. Like, it's tough. I don't even know if kids these days are so taken by dunks, but in the 80s, that's all we could all think of. And the dunk competition was such a big deal. And, you know, it was unreal.
It's all threes now, man. You go watch, like, eighth grade basketball now, every single one of those kids is trying to hit the step back logo three, and they're 13. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And they miss the goal by 5 feet. And they're like, oh, try again next time.
I was just watching.
It's my son.
There's a Netflix show, I'm sure it's old, about, is it called Starting Five?
No, absolutely.
Did you watch it?
That just came out a few months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not too old. Yeah.
So I started.
You couldn't remember Anthony Edwards. When you were recalling it, you were going
through all the plays. Yes, because he's almost not in the first episode.
He gets a lot of back-end coverage because they made the conference finals with the Mavericks.
Okay. Oh, wow. It goes all the way to that?
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. Well, I just watched, me and Brett popped one on last night, and it's Anthony Edwards, and they are kind of showing side-by-side him and all of Jordan's dunks. And I've always thought, there are so many people that have come along that you could tell how influenced they were by Jordan. And Anthony Edwards really isn't the age, but I suppose there's videos. His dunks are exactly like Michael Jordan's dunks. I always thought Kobe's imitation was unbelievable, and it was.
Yeah.
But Anthony Edwards' dunks are just the perfect cover band of what Jordan used to do.
And I feel like, because of the conversation now is all been about the face of the NBA and how a foreign player probably can't be, and they're really trying to pump up Anthony Edwards. He has the pottiest mouth. He can't be the face of the league, man. Every time he opens his mouth, he is blank this, in that. Like, he just doesn't care. And if you're trying to pop somebody on like that and promote him as the guy, that's a tough sell. And I think that's probably why he doesn't want it. The game last night.
Yeah.
He's barking at a fan and almost went up there to kick his ass.
Yeah, I mean, there's a line to it, but honestly, the guy who talks it up and then backs it up, that actually adds to your cred, doesn't it? Like, if Michael Jordan had a mic on him, you don't think he was blowing kisses.
No, I know he wasn't blowing kisses, but in the era now where we have microphones everywhere and everything can pick it up, you can't ask him a question in the locker room without beeping the thing out.
Yeah, well.
And I wonder if they take that in consideration. I don't know, but he definitely has the game for it, man. I love that dude. I love that.
He's got a good personality, too.
He has a chance.
Yeah.
How old is he now? Is he about 23?
23, 24, something like that.
He is like the first American that's actually had a chance to be, quote, the face of the league in like a decade. Like, it's crazy. Like, once we got to like Westbrook Harden MVP years of like 16 and 17, everybody's like, waiter, take this away.
Right.
This isn't. I'm not interested in this. And then it just went all Euro, and then the American hopes, whether it's Ja with the gun and Zion with the injuries, and you know, all the next great American, they kind of wash out. But I think Anthony Edwards at least has a chance.
I think you're right. I just wonder, being in Minnesota, is that going to help or hurt?
I mean,
he's got to win a title. If he wins a title, man, it doesn't matter where he is.
Then that's true.
Yeah, that's true. But, man, they got really close last year, and they may rue the day that they didn't beat Dallas.
Yeah.
Because it just may not happen.
Yeah.
It's just the league has to move on. Like, the three biggest names they talk about constantly are still the same three
Steph,
names.
Steph, LeBron, and KD.
And they're all and they 38, old. 40.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, at some point, you got to turn the page, but they can't do it.
All right, I think that is it for this roundtable. Coming up next, live from Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2025, we will be joined by Dallas Cowboys linebacker DeMarvion Overshown.
All right.
That's next here, Ticket.